This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Doing today. Hopefully you're ready to get tuned up because we are here to tune you up on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you all here to do duty on the, that doesn't sound right, but you know what I mean. we're doing our duty. How about that? Is that better, Victoria?
Better.
All right, so Jennifer, let's get to it. What do we have?
Well, the border might be closed down as early as this week. That's the warning from the Trump administration, saying that the crisis at the border has reached levels that can no longer be dealt with, and the entire border needs to be shut down. This is a result of, it's expected, a million illegal crossings into this country by the end of the year. Every single day, I was just listening to a story that talked about El Paso getting 1,000 people. Those are just the ones that are getting caught rushing the border. So it's not the ones that are coming in legally or the ones that are actually making it into the country. And so the administration has decided to do a couple of things. The first, over this past weekend, they cut aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. That's where a lot of these migrants are coming from. And so the administration has cut financial aid to those three Central American countries. The illegal crisis is not over overwhelming people in El Paso. All throughout Texas, all the border cities into California, and of course we talk about New Mexico, Arizona, they're all seeing the same type of activity. It's all pretty consistent. So the administration is going to try to put a brake on things by shutting down the border to see if that will help save these people off, at least for a little while. And of course part of that is to get a put some political pressure on Congress to actually finally act on this. Congress, Democrats and Republicans have been promising an end to this since Reagan was in office, and if you check your calendars, that was decades ago, so it's time to get Congress to the table and figure something out.
Yeah. So anybody have a problem with cutting aid to those three countries? I don't. Didn't bother me. I think we give away too much money, and it gets used. The problem with me is I've had enough of these trips to go around. I've gone into a number of different regions of the world where we have foreign aid commitments and seen how the money was used to benefit the areas and how it was frittered away.
It benefits the government.
It completely depends.
Right. Yeah. So if you're if you send aid to help the people in the country so that they can deal with their problems there without having the people come to our border, clearly that's not happening. The government is obviously either, as you said, frittering it away, or there's corruption and they're taking the money and not passing it down to the people who need it, because the people who need it are getting on foot and starting to walk here. So, I don't have any problem with that.
Yep. So, and this whole business continues to be a problem universally here in our country. Do they have the problem in Russia? Do they have the problem in China of people wanting to come to their countries illegally? Does anybody ever want to go to Russia or China illegally? Where are the other? Europe
I
and
guess
America.
It happens, but where? I can't imagine wanting to go to Russia.
Unless you're in Laos and you want to, you want to go into China. But I can't imagine anybody gets across the border into China, you get shot. And pretty much, although the Russian border is so broad and wide, that I think people get in and out of there all the time. But what do you want to go there for? What are you going to, so here is where people want to come. And it's great. We should take pride in the fact, of a country that's desirable, but the rules are not being adhered to. So you want to change the rules? Okay, change the rules. In the meantime, let's have some decorum here, and let's fix the problem. It is a problem. It really is a serious problem in this country, and it's brought us around to the point where we are giving away a lot of money that's hard-earned by American citizens and taxpayers to people who don't deserve it. Now, how do we determine who deserves it? Are we here as the shining beacon, the light on the hill? Let's help those who can't help themselves. Is there enough opportunity here for a lot of people? Yeah. But and that doesn't excuse you coming here and not wanting to follow the rules. If you want to come and take advantage of what we have, and you do it according to the rules, that's fine. If you don't, if we decide collectively we don't like the rules, we want to make it easier, then that's up to us collectively. But the rules are the rules. And frankly, I resent the hell out of the amount of money that's being given to some of these people in circumstances, whether it's education, whether it's social services, whatever it is. You want to come here, then give it your best shot. But don't do it. I'm talking to myself, I guess, because there it just doesn't make any difference. People are still going to come to the border, so why waste our time? I think talking about this stuff has almost become a waste of time, frankly. Here's something else that is a focus on what the president wants to do. Last year, or I guess the year before, he signed an executive order reversing the offshore drilling ban that was part of the Obama presidency. And so a judge says it was unlawful and invalid. So how do you, I don't know how, there are a lot of these executive orders. How is it decided one is okay and the other one isn't? What do the, you know, what happens here?
A lot of times it goes through the courts.
Yeah, that's what happened here. But I'm just trying to figure out, there were lots of these executive orders that were done during the Bush years, during the Obama years. And so how is it decided one may be okay and the other one isn't?
I never really fully understand that.
I don't understand that either.
They say, because Trump's done more executive orders than Obama, and so is the next person coming in, or is that all going to get reversed? I don't know. I guess someone who was on Trump's legal team said that an executive order can be undone with another executive order, so maybe that's the way it's going to go. I'm not sure. All of this offshore drilling that Trump has started up again, and no state along any of the coasts want it, and Florida is the only one who got an exception because obviously his house is there. It's just this whole thing makes me just ill.
Well,
I just hate it.
To be fair,
it was very easy
going
to
on.
Unravel the Obama presidency because all of the controversial stuff he did was through executive order, and the same thing will be true for whoever might come along after Trump is out of office.
Yeah, just change it.
Mm. Right. It's much harder to amend the law with Congress getting that when Congress actually does its job.
So I'm not sure how I feel about the, I'm really kind of surprised, actually. If you take the trip up the Pacific Coast Highway from Los Angeles all the way north, you can't count the number of offshore drilling rigs that there are.
Especially, and they're adding more. They like
pristine,
it.
Yeah. Some of the pristine areas, you go to Santa Barbara, for example, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of these that you can see from the shore. And so,
Now that I'm at the beach in New Jersey, they're back out here now, too. So you can see them right off the shore. But in all of the states on the coast, all of the states threw in, I think together, they banded together for a lawsuit, which is still going through some level of the court. So this is, none of the states wanted this. If you think about, like, the dangers that we've seen what happens, entire ecosystems get destroyed. That's industry along the coasts. That's killing oysters. It's killing the fish. It's killing, those are major industries for every coastal state. So it's no wonder that no one wanted it, but,
well,
you know.
One of the problems with it is that there is a right way and a wrong way and an expensive way and a cheap way. And, of course, these guys always want to do it the cheap way, which usually turns out to be the wrong way. If it's done correctly and safely, it should be okay. One of the things that the argument comes from the oil companies is that we have maintained oil independence. We don't have to go to the South. We don't have to go to the Saudis, for example. Well, of course, we still go to the Saudis because of whatever deals there are between our country, the leadership, and those bastards over there who are, that's just exactly what they are. They're no good bastards, and we shouldn't be buying a nickel's worth of anything from them, in my read. 16 after the hour on the DJV program.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much hate.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh, my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video streams set up to 480p+. User can up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming it up to 2 megabits per second. ADD prioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Old vehicles that you've been meaning to repair or sell taking up space in your driveway? Forget the repairs, just donate it. Support the Eastleigh Farm Educational Foundation. Eastleigh Farm, just outside of Boston, dedicated to the preservation of wholesome organic family farming. This incredible land has been preserved for hundreds of years, and with your help, it can be reserved and preserved even longer. Your donation goes to support one of the great American institutions, the family farm. Donating your vehicle is very easy. It'll be towed at absolutely no cost to you. Trucks, motorcycles, boats, you name it, they'll take it. Your donation may even qualify for a tax deduction. Help protect and preserve the tradition of American family farming. Call toll-free 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. That's 888-342-GIVE. Or go to djvshow.com. Look for the Donate Your Car button at djvshow.com.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
And in touch with what's going on, those of you who are in the same state of mind that I am when it comes to plastic, bags, straws, cups, all of that stuff, you may be interested to know New York becoming the second state to ban plastic bags goes into effect next March. This looking at this stuff, you know, some people make fun of it. There are some... people who are extremely right-wing that think this is I don't know what they think it is, but I don't appreciate the fact that people criticize. I said to somebody last night when I went to the movies, a guy gives me, I ordered a lemonade, and he gave me a straw. I said, I don't need the straw. And he looked at me. I said, I don't want the straw. He wanted to leave it no matter what. He said, well, I don't want it. I don't want to use plastic straws. What do you not understand about that?
Like good for you.
18-year-old pimply-nosed kid. Who wanted? He looked at me like I had three heads.
Well, he's probably been told what to do, and you know, because he's working in a.
Well, then management—that's the problem with management, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these billions of bags. I go into grocery stores, and they still give me plastic bags at some grocery store. I don't want plastic bags. I carry the stuff out in my pockets if I have to. I don't want these bags. How is it, people? I mean,
well,
I don't try to be
reusable
preachy.
Bags? You should bring reusable bags.
I have cloth
that's
bags.
That's what I use. Yeah.
I always forget them, but
I'm going to hang out with you because I like plastic bags and I like straws, and you guys can get on me if you want. But I'm using a straw right now. Listen, and I asked for one this weekend, and I threw it in a trash can, and it's not going to go into a turtle's nose.
That's not true.
It's going to go into a landfill.
Yeah, but it washes into waterways.
Go into a landfill.
Not true.
No, use paper. Come on. 21 past the hour.
Huh? Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills. Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Excited about the Elton John movie, which is coming out, I think, next week or the week after. I'm not sure, but it's pretty close. And Elton John standing by George Clooney's call to boycott hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei after the country passed a law that would allow stoning LGBTQ people to death. I'd be for that. These people, what kind of planet, where are these people from? You know, if you go see the movie Hotel Mumbai, which I saw this weekend, it's all about those goddamn jihadists and what they pull off. And this is you know, sort of a cult from that same group. Elton John said, and I was incensed when I had forgotten about that. That Hotel Mumbai thing took place 2008. I'd forgotten about it. Now it came back to me again. Well, I'm getting off the track here. Clooney was happy, and so was Elton John, both of them taking a stand against the anti-gay discrimination and bigotry that takes place all over the Middle East, in the nation of Brunei especially. Gay people are brutalized, killed. Elton wrote, referring to the op-ed Clooney penned for a Deadline, boycotting the Sultan's hotels. He owns the Beverly Hills. Is it the Hilton? No, that Hilton is
Beverly Hills Hotel.
Beverly Hills Hotel.
Beverly Hills Hotel. That's right.
Yeah. Right. Yep. That's another thing.
And the Hotel Bel Air. That's another big one that he owns.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah. Well, he also has a huge place in Bel Air. It's a huge home, like some $26 million place. Anyway, Clooney wrote, quote, "On this particular April 3rd, the nation of Brunei will begin stoning and whipping to death any citizen that is proven to be gay." Let that sink in. Elton said, "We must send a message, however we can, that such treatment is unacceptable. That's why David and I have long refused to stay at these hotels and will continue to do so." David is his partner, and Elton is gay, so you can imagine this would be something to be sensitive to.
It's a big deal, though. But even if the administration, like a couple of, I think it was maybe a month ago now, led by Rick Grenell, who's an ambassador to Germany, is going after a lot of these governments with different penalties that are killing, especially throughout Russia and the Middle East. This is a really big deal.
Yep. Sure is. So anyway, the hotels, the Dorchester in London, which is a great hotel, 45 Park Lane, also in London. We mentioned the Los Angeles hotels. There's a big one in Paris, a couple of them actually, one in Rome, one in Milan. So anyway, these guys are no good, and I'm glad they're pointing it out. Next up, in the music circle here on the DJV program with Jen and Victoria, Kara and I focus on Kanye West, who's joined the lineup of Coachella. He'll bring his Sunday service series to this year's festival on Easter, which is 3 weeks from yesterday. Coachella shared a clip from yesterday's Sunday service where Kanye told the crowd the news he'll be there. In a clip posted by Kim Kardashian on Twitter, Kanye appears practically giddy, talking about his Coachella performance to all the passengers on a plane. He was in talks to perform at Coachella, but then stepped down because the festival couldn't accommodate building a giant dome for his set. And then they've announced that Childish
Gambino. They can build it now.
they can, right. Childish Gambino, Dame Impala, and Ariana Grande are the headliners this year for the festival. Two weekends starting April the 12th, going through the 21st of April. So that's a week from this next weekend. Kanye and his family have been posting clips of these Sunday service performances for a couple of months now. Features a gospel choir and a live band. Sounds like actually that would be a cool take. I'd try, if I can ever find a gospel performance anywhere, the music is so fabulous. It just sets the tone for your day, maybe your week. So hope it gets all worked out so he can show up there. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A second woman comes forward to say former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden touched her inappropriately. Biden has yet to say he's running for president in 2020, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked about it by reporters on Capitol Hill. She says the accusations don't disqualify him. More now from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The controversy continues to grow even before former Vice President Joe Biden makes it official that he's running for the Democratic nomination for the Oval Office. Now, second woman, Amy Lapos, has come forward, saying, like the previous accuser, Nevada Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, the encounter with the 76-year-old was wrong.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow up 329 points to close at 26,258. The Nasdaq up almost 100 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 33 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Put down my technological brilliance and get back to the matter at hand here. 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Hi. Maybe we have a smile for you today. Perhaps there's something that you will find. Most everybody always walks away from this program knowing something they didn't know when they flipped on the dial or they went to Alexa and said, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio. That's what they would say. Hey, Google.
I say that all the time.
Play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio. All right, so here we are with Jennifer Horn.
Now that you've said that, everybody's devices have gone on and off.
Oh, okay. Good for that. Hi.
You've talked to them.
I have. Victoria Keelan here to talk with you. No, we don't talk at you. We talk with you. Kara Schillen with controls in that big box of a studio down in Washington. Victoria has been enjoying the seacoast of New Jersey all weekend with the wind and the rain. And welcome to spring. Okay, Victoria. So let's get you to spring into action here.
Well, an interesting story that's trending is about a new type of ice cream that claims that it will topple Halo Top's reign across the country right now, which Halo Top is, of course, the number one best-selling low-calorie ice cream. This is a new ice cream called Night Food. And the reason it's called Night Food is because it is being promoted as a line of sleep-friendly ice cream. The reason that they're targeting sleeping is because 80% of at-home ice cream consumption occurs right before bed. And if you think about it, it's kind of
true. It makes you sleep just fine. Thank you very much.
Well, so this Night Food comes in 8 flavors. They worked with sleep experts to make several major recipe changes to traditional ice cream. So the coffee flavor is made with decaf.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. The coffee-flavored cold brew is actually made with decaf coffee, so obviously you don't want to have an espresso right before you go to sleep. Some of the other things they've added in are zinc, magnesium, and glycine, and they say that actually can help people who suffer from insomnia. Calcium increases magnesium and calcium absorption to some degree, and that also helps the brain use tryptophan to make melatonin, which helps you sleep. Now, Night Food ice cream does not actually contain any melatonin. It's just they're relying on these other vitamins and ingredients to help lull you into sleep. And so the only thing is they didn't take the sugar out. So you can't eat the whole pint because that's a lot of sugar. But if you do eat the recommended daily serving, then you'll get about 10% of the daily allowance that you should have of zinc and magnesium and 20% of calcium. And so all of those things are good for you. The calorie count is on par with Halo Top. This is not a full-fat dairy ice cream, super creamy kind of treat. This is a skim milk-based ice cream just like Halo Top. And they say Night Food should be left on the counter to soften for about 15 minutes before eating, which gives it a creamier consistency and less icy. So they have cold brew, decaf coffee. They have midnight chocolate, cookies and dreams, and cherry eclipse. Breakfast in bed is also another one, and after dinner mint chip.
Really?
That's pretty cute. Mm-hmm. If it works, if it helps you fall asleep, why not?
I don't need that stuff to help me. I just have ice cream and some chocolate before I go to bed, and bingo.
I just need a pillow at this point. Once my
right.
Is done.
Right. That's it. But it's a nice thought. It's okay. If you like that sort of thing. There's nothing. But the Eastley Farm ice cream that we have, we're getting back to the season. Another month or so, we'll have the ice cream buses all ready to go. I have on my farm. You can go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com if you want to see what goes on there. And we're now getting back into the season of the cows and the growing and the ice cream and the events and the fun and all that stuff. We spent the weekend sort of trying to plan for, as usual, have the crew going in 87 different directions. We're actually demolishing some buildings on a nearby airport to be used for storage facilities at the farm, and you don't think that's a circus. One of the guys, I should post a picture of Sneaker. Actually, I should post a picture of everybody who's working on the farm. I might do that just for fun. Sneaker is a character and a half, man. He was up in the pouring rain yesterday. He's up on top of this metal corrugated building with a drill, drilling out the screws so we can get the panels off the building to take down the panels, and then we get the superstructure down. And he's up there, and it's kind of like, he looks a lot like the doctor from Back to the Future. That's kind of what...
That's hilarious.
White hair. Yeah, right. Yep. So and on it goes. Let's see what else we have going on here. The a lot of people talking about what happened over the weekend. The movement was called Earth Hour, and it took place on Saturday. Every year, people turn their lights off to spread awareness about sustainability, climate change, talking about, well, this is the beginning of Earth Month, because April is Earth Month, and Earth Day is the last Saturday, I think, of April, if I'm not mistaken. Earth Hour started by the World Wildlife Fund, which is pretty much the leading organization of wildlife conservation, focus on endangered species, that sort of thing. It started 10 or so years ago in Australia. And so the World Wildlife Fund, encouraged a lot of us to switch your lights on and off for an hour to support climate change action. How does that do that? I suppose just shutting your lights off.
Saves
power.
Don't
use as much
power.
Yeah, right, exactly. But the these are all symbolic, and that's swell, but it really needs to go a lot deeper than it does, and that's the problem with things like this. They tend to treat the surface elements of this, and maybe that's all some people are capable of, but there are a lot of things going on in the world that are wasteful, and that will, you know, you've heard me many times talk about climate change, global warming, and all that sort of thing. From my own perspective, climate change is occurring and is a problem, and how we deal with it remains to be seen. I saw something, and I wish I was funny, because Karen and I, on my way to the movies last night, there was a story that popped up on my screen on my iPhone. So I'm looking over there, and as I, you know, I'm driving with one eye and stop at the stoplight, and I'm looking at this story, and it's a story about some million-year-old human poop that was frozen in the Antarctic or something, someplace, so maybe it was in Russia, and because of what they say is global warming, this big pile of poop is thawing out. And so that's one of the, you know, then of course that story was used to get back to thinking about how the planet is changing. And the planet is changing. And there's no denying that the planet is changing. Whether it's being changed because of our input, or whether it's just a natural thing, we can argue about that until the cows come home, and a lot of people argue about methane gas and all this other stuff. Whether we can actually do something about it, which is an argument that some people, hey, listen, we can't really do anything about it. I don't think it hurts to be symbolic, and I'm not sure that we can't do something about slowing down
the impact. There are a lot of things we can be doing.
Yeah. So,
it's
you know,
just a matter
work
of who
not,
agrees to do those things and take that action. But there are a lot of things that we can be doing.
There are,
from my perspective, when people go too extreme, it actually ruins the whole movement. Because for me, the idea of trying to eradicate cows from the planet doesn't necessarily
stupid.
Make it, well, yeah, but it
it's
also
stupid.
Is it's an idea that's floated
that's
with a lot
true,
of seriousness. Well, it's floated with a lot of seriousness by people who are very extreme into the climate change camp. And I think that there is climate change. No one denies that. It's how much we can actually impact it. And I think, for at least from where I sit, what ruins it for what is probably the most, because I'm all about personal responsibility, corporate responsibility, all of that I think helps it. But when you have people that have these extreme ideas, I think it ruins it almost for the whole movement, because people go, well, that's never going to happen, so just continue doing what you're doing. And that doesn't, that's
but
not necessarily
there are things
either.
That are going to happen. You see the water, the flow, the world is covered now 70% in water. And there are things that are melting at either of the ice caps, and it is causing the water level to rise, albeit very small. But what happens in 100 years, 300 years, to many of the people that are, for example, living where Victoria does, on the beach in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Are those places going to be around 300 years from now? Maybe not.
I don't think so. Miami's even, Miami's almost, they're only like 30 years from being underwater in parts of Miami.
There's parts of Miami that would be good to be underwater. How you deal with that? 44 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Apocalypse.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get four lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get four free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one line to port in. Video streams at up to 480p plus. User get up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much pain.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now time for us to take a trip to South Korea. All those in favor? Ready? Oh, you want to go to South Korea? Who wants to go to North Korea? Raise your hands.
Ooh, I'd rather go south, thanks.
Really? I want to go over and watch them while they build those rocket test sites that they're rebuilding. I think it'd be kind of cool, right? Kim Jong-un, supposedly South Korean lawmakers have been told that North Korea is almost done rebuilding their long-range rocket site. So why don't we just blow it up? What are we,
of course they are. And the thing is, like, I think this came out, they said, oh, this was a result of the last round of failed talks, and that's not true. This has been, they've been rebuilding this all along.
Right. They're a bunch of lying, no good dirtbags.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much.
And can't be trusted.
So, yeah. So what do we do about it, though, is the question.
Well, yeah.
So yeah,
you either go to war with them, or you just let them, or you do it that we did before.
But would it even be a war? Would it even be a war?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They have nuclear weapons.
Right, but if we took them out before it got to a warring stage with South Korea.
Shoot him, blow up.
Well, his sister might be worse.
The people around him. Yeah, it's not an easy answer. That's why at least having conversations with him, it's a good thing. But, the other option is go to war. Yeah. Mm.
The satellite image is pretty clear when it comes to this.
Well, that's what broke up the meeting, is that they said, is that he was surprised that American intelligence said, oh, no, not just that site, but we also want you to get rid of it, dismantle this one, and that one. And that's when he got ticked off and left, because he didn't think that we knew that he had all these other facilities. Right. So that was actually what led to the breakup of the meeting in the first place.
Pretty soon people are going to figure out what's going on in the world. There's people starving everywhere there. He lives like a king, and everybody else is dying on the street, so sooner or later that changes. 10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
After the hour, now it's Money Pit time. Time for you to examine what's going on at your home. Are you remodeling? Are you trying to fix things? Are you decorating your home? This is the how-to heaven place for that. Tom Kreidler joins me. I'm Doug Steffen right after this.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, Tommy the K is here. Tom Kreidler, who's co-host along with Leslie Segretti. They put together some simple tips, all kinds of things that will apply to the time of year, to what your needs are. There's nothing that you can't find. That's a double negative, so I probably should just say, you can find everything you need to know.
That's why we're in radio, Doug, because we failed at English.
Yes, well, I can do all right. What are you talking about, them's dat, these, and those? So the Money Pit Home Improvement Newsletter every week gives you all kinds of tips, great things, questions, answers. All right, so what is the... I'm in need, actually. I just figured this out. I got to put a new roof on the porch and on the back side of the house.
Okay.
And fortunately, I have guys that can do that. And so, but I don't have to go hire somebody to do it, but there are a lot of people who do. The average person isn't going to get up on his or her roof and put a new roof on it.
And their wives did not do that because gravity sucks.
Gravity is a pain in the neck, literally and figuratively,
right,
when it comes to that stuff. So this is the time of year when everybody's going to be calling. They want to have it done yesterday. And so what do you advise? How do you line up the right guy?
Well, first, the first thing you need to do is you need to know what you want to buy, so to speak. In other words, if you're doing a project that involves a lot of detail, I mean, a roof is you would think that a roof is pretty straightforward, right? But there are options with roofs. You know, what kind of shingle do you want to put on? Are you going to pull the old roof off? You know, things like this. You need to understand the specs and the options and the variations in the project, because unless you are familiar with that, you're not going to be in a position to sort of bid apples to apples when it comes to the pricing, because you need to understand what goes into the job. And it's even more important when you're doing a bigger project that you have that sort of spec. You know, one of the values for big projects, really big projects, let's say you're building a house, of having an architect is they lay out in their plans exactly what goes into that house, right down to the doorknobs. And this way, when it goes out to bid for builders, they're all bidding on the same end result. It also applies to smaller projects, too, because there's a lot of variation in the cost of the materials and so on. So unless you understand that, you can't bid apples to apples. So that's the first thing. Make sure you know what you're buying. Second thing is you've got to find somebody who's got a reputation. You know, you can use referrals from friends and neighbors, but that tends to be, you know, difficult sometimes because they've not all had the same results. You can use a service like Home Advisor, where you're reading reviews from real people that these pros have worked with around your area.
Yeah,
get a sense as to their work. And then I think most importantly, during the project, where a lot of pros drop the ball and consumers as well, is a breakdown in communications, because especially if there's going to be changes to the job or things come up and, you know, you have the option to make a determination as to whether or not you're going to go forward or use a particular material or move a window a foot or whatever it is, you know, it's important to get those documented. And if the pro doesn't do it, you should do it for the pro. I always tell folks, Doug, that if you're going to have a verbal agreement with a pro and they're not going to confirm it, like with a written proposal, that you write them, shoot them an email, and just reiterate what the conversation was so you all know what you're doing.
So here's a guy, Henry in California, listening, wants to replace windows in the walls of a stucco house.
Right.
What's the best way to cut and remove stucco?
Yeah. Well, first of all, stucco obviously is hard to tear out. It's a real mess. So what I would say is don't replace it with new construction windows, and that's the kind of window that has the flange in it. You want to use a replacement window where all you have to do is pull out the operable parts of the old window, the sashes that slide up and down. The frames stay in place, and the new replacement window slips right in just like a glove.
All right, there it is. That's the story. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.